everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? It kind of sounded like a little bit of a lisp came out with you right there.
Why are you messing with me?
I was just asking. Was that?
I don't know. I wasn't listening. It was an autopilot.
Marcus is still drunk out here.
I ain't drunk. I just didn't sleep good.
This is a weekly podcast hosted by me, that chick Angel. I am the host, as I already said. And beside me is my husband of 14 years, my boyfriend of 17. You keep trying to say 16, so I don't know what hole you were with the first year, but you or in between. See, I don't even know. It could have been in between. This is the other host, my husband. Tell him who you are.
Can I talk now?
I guess so.
It was 6 o'clock in the morning, and I realized I'm the other host. Marcus ain't on the gram. Tank. What else is it? Marcus Anthony.
Yeah.
Marcus ain't on the book. That heifer.
Yeah.
Big Marcus. Big Marcus. Yeah. Amar's daddy. Mm. Angel's husband. That's what they call me. That's how the aliases I get. that dude from Bald and Beautiful.
There it is. The Zoom In guy.
Zoom In. It's coming.
The Zoom In shirt's coming. And then we have our third host who's been on vacation. He's joining us today. He was also a little sick. Tell him who you are. Say hi. Exactly. That would be Amar, the landlord, the slumlord.
When you want me to make noise, I'm quiet.
When you want me quiet,
I be making noise. AKA Amar.
No, he just said hi. Say it again louder. Say hi. All right. Yeah. Good job. Well, today we have some wonderful sponsors that we're going to tell you about later on the show. Tell them who they are, baby.
They are Apostrophe, BetterHelp, and Magic Spoon.
You did it!
Yeah. See, I purposely stopped writing when she asked me that.
You would have been like, Dash.
Apostrophe Spoon. So, stick around. You will hear more about those sponsors later on in this podcast. You do, support them. So they support us and we support y'all.
Hey.
It goes full circle.
Come on. We also want to give a huge shout out for the people that make us fly. The people that pull up and burn out. They are our Patreon. They
Absolutely.
Are our Angel Wings and our Tanks Riders.
Yeah.
Bam, 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 bam. They are in the building right now. They're watching us live, so they can see Amar with this huge Band-Aid on his forehead.
Mm-hmm.
They can see me in my caftan and my bouncy red head. They can see my husband in his freshly groomed beard and face.
It ain't groomed.
It's groomed, baby.
It's not.
You look great.
Thank you.
You too can watch this on my YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV. You can also see other footage of us on Tanksley TV. Please subscribe. We actually have some footage we're going to upload today.
Yep.
That is backlog that needs to go up. But you can also join our Patreon and see us shoot this live at www.patreon.com/... There you go. /cough cough. No, /thatchickangel. Now, the last time y'all saw Amar on here, he was sick.
Yeah.
Then he had a full recovery.
Yeah.
Then, last night, after his rager of a party. He made Lollapalooza look, whatever it's called, Lollapalooza.
How y'all say it?
Palooza, that too. He made that look silly.
Yeah,
that's how he was partying. All right.
Anybody that gets a Band-Aid on their head right before the party starts, you know they're here to party.
They're here to party. Bam, 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 bam. So what we're going to do is go ahead and start off this episode with a segment we like to call Tanksley Pride Story.
Absolutely.
We call our kids Tanksley Pride on Instagram. My, so this is what, and you can follow them on Instagram at Tanksley Pride.
My,
yes, baby.
Already.
Okay.
Apple.
You want an apple?
No.
You got food. We're going to feed you. So we're going to start off with Tanksley Pride Story. These are stories about our kids. Apple. I'm going to let you kick it off. I'm going to put him at the table with his food. Right. And you tell him the story you want to tell him.
So, I got a couple things I want to tell y'all. So, Amar's yesterday, of course, we celebrated his birthday. We had a jumpy house. So, all the kids, of course, are excited about the jumpy house. It showed up a couple hours before the party started. And Amar, he's all about it. So, I went in. Well, I tried to go in. I couldn't fit. So I had Marcus go in and disinfect the whole thing, you know, all on the outside, all on the inside, because, you know, you can't trust these companies and whether they're going to clean stuff. They rent these things out. They probably rented that thing out 3 times this weekend. So anyway, had Marcus disinfect, spray everything down. I let it dry. Finally let them go in. And Amara, so you know how they has like a little ramp, like steps coming out of the jumpy houses. That's exactly what this one had. So Amara's been in there jumping around, and I guess he forgot how hard the ground is. Because he's jumping, he comes out, he's continued to jump, and before we could even correct him or get over to him, it wasn't even we, it was me. I was starting up the grill. He jumps, and then jumps off the steps onto the ground. And he's been doing this thing where he saw Kai run and slide on his knees. But Kai has on pajamas when he does it, so he slides across the floor. So Amar only sees Kai jumping up and landing on his knees. So that's what Amar's been doing. That's his version. He ain't running. He's just jumping up and landing on his knees. And that's the same thing he tried to mimic, jumping off the jumpy house steps onto the pavement in our backyard. Well, of course, he lands wrong. He hurts his knees and hits his head on the concrete. Not really hit, but he scraped it on the concrete because he like fell forward. It wasn't like a bang. It was like a scoot. So he got a little road rash right there on his forehead. He cried. I went on and put a Band-Aid on it. And that's where that came from. It was like, he cried for a little bit, not a whole lot. But I was more mad that we didn't have any black people Band-Aids. I was mad about that Caucasian Band-Aid I had to put on my babies. I didn't realize we had more of those. I told Marcus to go get the first aid kit and a Band-Aid, and that's what he came back with. But he's good now. He was good minutes later. But it was a good way to start his party.
Oh, yeah. That's how you get it started.
You got an Amara story? Because I got a couple other things. What else?
No, I wanted you to hit them with the whammy. I was going to tell about the birthday story. You got to hit them with the whammy. Bam,
so also Amara. Also, Amar, he's now on night number 3 of sleeping in his crib by himself all night. The first night, let me start at the top. The first night I tried it, the first night, so what would be back 4 nights, I've been waiting for him to fall asleep before I put him in the crib. And I was like, that's where I'm messing up, because I put him in his crib while he's asleep. He'll wake up early morning crying. I go get him, put him in the bed, go back to sleep. I said that's where I'm messing up, because Angel's not here. He's not gonna really care about being in the bed with me. It'll be a lot easier to get him to, you know, agree to go to bed and not worry about anything. So 3 nights ago I put him in the bed, put him in his crib, and I was like, night. So I laid him down. And he didn't say anything. I came downstairs. I was cleaning up and everything. And I hear, first he was crying. I was like, all right, he's going to cry. He'll be all right. He started crying finally about 10 minutes after being in there. Then he stops crying. I don't hear nothing for about 5 minutes. I'm like, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, I hear, Daddy. I said, oh, no. I ain't gonna be able to do it. If he does that and cries, that's the recipe. I'm gonna have to go get him. I'm gonna be old punk. I'm gonna have to go get him. If he yells daddy and crying, I'm like, all right, I ain't gonna be able to ignore that. But he didn't. He just yelled daddy. So I'm like, waited. About 2-3 minutes later, daddy. He yells it again. I'm like, all right, you can do this, Marcus. You can do this. And that's all he did. He went on to sleep. He slept all night. He didn't wake up the next morning until like 8 o'clock, I think. So that was a success. I'm like, cool. So then the next night came, that's when I had to go make a run, a late night run. I had all the boys with me. Y'all might hear about that sooner or later. I don't know. But as soon as if it does get put on blast, you will know exactly what run I was doing. The next night he ended up falling asleep because we were out late or whatever. And again, he slept all night. No. Was that when I gave him the bath?
No, because he was already asleep.
But the next night would have been last night, right?
No.
Okay, so the following night. So he slept all night again. It was a success, but he fell asleep. So the following night, the next night, I was like, okay, I need to actively put him in the bed. He needs to understand. So I gave him a bath. All the boys, they all took baths and showers and stuff. I gave him a bath, put pajamas on him, stood over his crib. I kissed him on his cheek, and I was like, it's time to go night-night. When I tell you, as soon as I said that, he looked at his crib, and he looked at me, and the look on his face said, you disloyal mother...
You are.
He had the most disgusted look on his face. I was like, is that how you feel? I was like, it's time to go night-night, and I said it again, just to see if he was going to get upset, but he just looked at me, but I laid him down. He laid down, he looked up at me, he grabbed his water bottle, he pulled his blanket over him, laid his head down, and just started looking around and talking. I was like, all right, is this where we at? I closed the door. He has a dimmer right by his, a dimmer light right by his door at the top. So I dimmed that like almost to where it was off just so he could see a little bit. He slept all night. And then again, then the big test was when Angel got back.
Yes.
I was like, this is going to be the challenge. If he knows she's in this house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Tell your story.
I'm sorry, Shay. Something just caught my attention. You'd have thought Angel had some new pictures of herself up on the screen.
Yeah, might be.
Yeah, so the big test, the big challenge is going to be once he knows his mama's in the house. But again, last night, he was downstairs. You know, Angel had him. I took him. He laid his head on my shoulder like he usually does. I took him upstairs. Same thing. Changed his diaper. Laid him down. I said, night, night. And he laid on down. No whimper, no cry. And didn't wake up till just now when y'all saw us go live.
I can't even. I knew that Marcus would have a less hard of a time than I would. I knew for without a shadow of a doubt. But the fact.
But before you jump to your tank's pride, I got something.
I'm not coming out of the story. All right. The fact that you were able to do this in a matter of 3 days. 3 days? I just knew. I was like, my kids love to give me a hard time just because they can. And
that was the thing. I knew it would be easy with Angel not being here.
And you all saying Marcus is a softie? Yes.
Yeah, I'm a softie.
He is. Through and through.
With all of them.
So soft. Just.
I am. And with that. I got no time for it. With that said, so last week, we had Sai come in here.
Yes.
And Sai was in here crying.
Boo hooing.
And y'all saw Angel's react. Yeah, I was laughing because it was funny trying to hear him talk. That's something I want to address real quick. I just scrolled down through the comments, listen to everybody.
Marcus, I didn't even see the comment. What you talking about?
No, it's a bunch of, you know, everybody's like, yeah, Angel's such a good mom. But I want to talk to these people talking about, you need to learn to let your kids express their feelings. That's what's wrong with people. Blah, blah, blah. Shut up. I'm talking to y'all. And this is why. Marcus. Don't nobody know my kids more than me. Now, what irritates me, who is that? Close the door. What irritates me about that one that came in here doing that is he knows he's adorable. He knows he's cute. And he will use that to his advantage every single chance he gets.
Yeah, he will.
I will listen to him get into a debate or an argument with one of his brothers. And he'll say, I'm going to get you in trouble. I'm going to go tell. And he'll come in with the crocodile tears like y'all saw, and he'll get to do. And no, I don't let him express those feelings because those aren't his feelings that I'm going to let anybody in his house express. So what y'all talking about, oh, it's psychology. Shut up. Y'all don't know these kids like I know them. Same way I don't know your kids. So cut it out. I don't care nothing about you. The Angel did the right thing. You got to let them express their feelings. And they grow up and they won't be able to express their feelings. Oh, bunch of YouTube psychologists. Get out of here.
Oh, my God.
No, y'all get on my nerves. Y'all, I'm talking to every single lad. But that's exactly what he does. He knows that little face of his is adorable. He knows he can yank in. They ain't even cry. They dinosaur tears.
Sai is manipulative.
And he will come in. Oh, you're cute now? You're cute and crying? No. That's what we're not doing.
He said, it's not about psychology. You just need to stop being mean, Marcus. That's what
Samantha, shut up.
Samantha just as mean as you are. That's how I know.
I know Samantha's old asshole. Ain't nobody worried about her. Yeah, heifer.
Okay, so before we go into my Tanksley Pride
one
story.
One more thing.
We're going to talk about apostrophe.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Oh, is that what your one more thing was? Okay, baby, I didn't know where you were going with it, but I'm going to tell you where I'm going with it. Apostrophe, y'all. When it comes to skincare, it needs to be done right. you don't need to be cutting corners as far as in making sure you're seeing a professional, someone who knows what they're doing, someone who has your skin's best interests at heart. And that is what you'll get at Apostrophe. Because a lot of times it is hard to navigate skincare products. There's so many out there. Like, it is a multi-billion dollar industry. And you're like, okay, I'm having this problem. Will this work? Oh, I'm a woman of color. Will this work on melanated skin? There's so many things. And then you end up spending all this money on stuff that don't work, hoping that you find the miracle product. This is where Apostrophe comes in. Because it takes the guesswork out of your skincare, because you are going to be working with a licensed medical professional, a licensed dermatologist. And Apostrophe makes working with a licensed dermatologist much easier than what you would in the traditional sense. So with Apostrophe, all you do is you go online, you fill out their questionnaire, their online quiz about your skincare goals and your medical history. You take a couple of selfies of your skin so that they can see it. And when I tell you right now, there ain't somebody's mama, just random mama or auntie or uncle coming up with skincare telling you put some pee on your face.
Get that baby diaper, rub it across your face.
Put some toothpaste on a pimple. Yeah. No, an actual dermatologist customizes a treatment plan for you. So they can work with you if you are having redness and you want to reduce that, wrinkles, even dark spots, adult acne. They're going to give you treatment plans to help you where your skin is currently at. What's also great is that this board-certified dermatologist. I was jumping words before I got there. Excuse me. Thank you.
I'm gonna roll over your feet,
they man. Are going to get back to you so quickly. Like, you're not going to be waiting. You know how when you try to make an appointment with dermatologists, you over here having to wait a whole week, month, or however, before you can actually get an appointment. Not with Apostrophe. You're going to find out what your treatment results are so fast. You won't have to go wait in the pharmacy line to get your stuff, because all your stuff is mailed right to you. So, this is what we want you to do. Yeah. Oh, and also, that's the reason why I chose Apostrophe. It's because, let me tell you, y'all know Angel ain't got time. That is my theme for this year. Angel ain't got no time. I ain't got time. Okay? So Apostrophe makes it easy for me to get my skincare goals together without having to leave my house. So we have a special deal for our audience. Save $15 off your first visit with a board certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/is this. When you use our code, is this? This code is only available to our listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/is this and click the begin visit. Then use our code, is this, at sign up, and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's apostrophe.com/is this. Use that code, is this, to get your dermatology visit and save $15 off. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring this podcast.
Thank you, Apostrophe.
Amen. Yes, you're going to. Okay, so.
One more thing.
Just go
one
ahead. Go ahead, baby.
Most of y'all know who we are. Y'all know what we do. Y'all know our family. If we so choose not to have a babysitter during this podcast, if you don't like that, don't watch.
What are you talking about now?
I just don't like people coming at the family and my kids. Like, we
when
are
did
a family.
That happen?
That was a comment. You gotta engage with the people. All right.
I do.
So for the people, yeah, zoom in. For the people that ain't got that has a problem with our kids walking in, guess what? This is what they do. This
actually, is what we're doing. We do have a babysitter
to
watch.
And we had one last week. But hey, we got kids, so deal with it. Go ahead, babe.
Here's the thing. Let me tell y'all. Let me drink my little refresher because something went down the wrong throat.
It said one molecule to take your life out.
One drop that just throws everything off. Our nanny is on vacation. So we had a replacement. That young lady's knee swole up and she can't walk. Okay. So we are now back to it just being us. We actually are using our current nanny to be able to be here when we're recording so that we don't have this these interruptions. But like I said, she's on vacation.
Yeah. She was here last week, but they just walked in anyway.
No, she was here last week. Yes, and Si, yeah. we had Si come in because I could hear him crying. So I just wanted to know. And then also,
I need a babysitter. Sheesh. You need to shut up.
Also, what? I'm on tour. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be using some of my professional time to also spend time with my kids. Yeah. So it's not a thing where they're going to always be separate even when they can because I don't get to see my
kids. This is what happens when I go down through the
You got to really, for real. Okay. And it's not that I mind you checking folk because sometimes folk do need to be reminded that this is YouTube, this is not CBS, this is not NBC. We literally have full
access and
full say over how we do this.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
We have full, you know, most people, majority of the people who watch us for free. Yeah. They are not paying to watch us.
So yeah, I rarely get time to do that, and I guess this is what happens.
But I want you to refocus your energy
on the positive stuff. Absolutely.
And give those people, I want you to start calling them out. I saw what you said, Christina Renee, that you liked this episode and it made you laugh. Yeah, zoom in on that. That's what I want for you.
No. You focus on that. I'm going to focus on that. But go ahead, babe.
So
speak on it.
Tank Sleep Pride story. The birthday party was something that came together last minute. First of all, I want to say thank you for being an active part of the planning committee. Mm-hmm. Usually my husband is not. Usually I run an idea by him. He go, yeah, sounds good. And then I'm back to planning.
Yeah, because I need to be doing the most when it comes to these parties. You need cake, ice cream, and a jumpy house. That's all you need every year.
Anyways, because of COVID, obviously we wanted to keep it small. This is not like my birthday party when the kids weren't here. Me and Marcus being vaccinated, not to say that we're not vulnerable to catching COVID, but we knew majority of the people that were at our house during my birthday party were vaccinated. Yeah. And
and their homebodies ain't out in the streets.
So we weren't worried about it. But with the kids being home, we definitely wanted to keep it smaller and made sure that there was somebody Amar's age since it was his birthday party. Mm. So our girlfriend Denora has a son that's 6 months younger than him, but 6 times bigger. He's a big old fat chunky
he is
baby.
Enormous.
He's so big and so fat.
He's
so
like the baby off Boss Baby. He's like tall, girthy, big, and he's younger than Amar.
He's so big.
There you go.
And then my sis Quinn obviously came through because her daughter being the only child, she just be like, when is somebody doing something so my baby can be there? So we rented a bouncy house. Marcus took care of that. We rented a table that was the, you know,
for the kids.
Perfect size for Amar to be able to sit at, even though he was sitting at the big people's table some of the time as well. And it was just so low-key. Marcus grilled, and I could actually tell, you know, most people be like, you know, it's a kid's birthday party. These kids don't really care. I could tell Amar had a really good time.
Oh, yeah. He was having a good time.
He had a blast. He wasn't overwhelmed. Because, like, a lot of times when we've gone places, like, especially if we were to go to something at Kevin and Melissa's house, he can get overwhelmed by the adults there, like, because, you know, Amar don't be messing with folk like that. He is very much so his daddy. He's very particular about the people he kicks it with. But he was so, like, I mean, it seemed like he knew that bouncy house was there for him.
Yeah.
He just smiling, even though he had a couple of bumps and scrapes on the day, he recovered quickly.
Yeah.
And went back to playing.
He got this water table for him. And Denora's baby walks out there like right after they got here, and he got comfortable. He walks outside and walks up to Amar. Amar got this water table. He's got this cup. He's been throwing water at people. He doused that water in his face so quick and aggressive.
He was tearing Denora's baby apart. He took the super soaker and was shooting him in the back at close range and laughing. Aiden, that's Denora's son, kept turning around like, what is happening? Then he shot him in the side of it. He shot him like this. It went like this. Aiden was like, bruh, what is going on? But he was having such a, the balloons.
Yeah, they try to add a cow for my emoji. I'm sticking to the car, y'all. For the knife. Y'all
ain't we focus.
I'm on focus. It's the Patreon, y'all. The media family. They ain't here having a whole... I don't even think they listen to us.
They are.
They having a whole conversation.
I just cannot. Yes, baby. Talk about it. So, yeah. It was nice. And it is also crazy to see the shift happening.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know what the shift is.
Him liking me?
How'd you know?
Because I know you.
He, Amar, is slowly but surely becoming a daddy's boy. And it's not that part that's like, oh, my baby is not clinging to me. It's how my husband is changing because Amar is slowly but surely becoming a daddy's boy.
How am I changing?
Marcus is just, he's more of a, I don't want to call him a doting dad, but he is a little bit more of a, okay, here. Not that you didn't do like stuff before, but now he's very much so like, if Amar needed something before, I'd be the one that'd be quicker to jump up, get it done, do it. Now I see you doing it more, and I'm like...
I was going to say, when you're not here, he's independent as hell.
I know he is.
Because I just be like, hey, you want your sippy cups up there in your crib, see if you can go get it, because I'm not getting up. I'm busy.
I know he's independent, but still, once he needs stuff, you're just like, I see you doing it, and I'm like, okay, like when he scraped his little forehead. Typical Marcus would be like, it's all right, clean it off, let the air get to it. Let the air get to it, because it wasn't bleeding. Actually, no, it was because he jumped off outside. Marcus brought him in. He said he jumped out of the bouncy house all hard. Now, I can already see that he's missing skin on his forehead. And I'm like, oh, God, he didn't land it on his face. Marcus doesn't see it yet. Then Marcus looks down and over, and he said, oh, he hit his head. Oh, buddy. Guys.
I've been like that with my kids. If they really hurt.
Yes, but still.
Remember how Kyle took me out when he scraped up his face?
Yes, I know.
I ain't changed.
No, you have. I'm so sorry. Then he was like, yeah, we go. Y'all get
seen it more.
No, I'm telling you.
All right.
I see the shift. Let me have my Tanksley Pride story. So he goes and, I was about to say, he has little Marcus get the Band-Aid. And so I'm thinking I'm about to have to put this Band-Aid on. Because Marcus is getting the grill and stuff ready. Nope. Comes back in.
I'm used to you not being here now.
Such
ow,
a jerk.
Boy, quit.
To doctor it up. And he be hurting his baby's feelings.
Go.
He be hurting Samara's feelings all the time. They about to be best friends. They are about to be besties.
You got anything else?
And you love it. Look at it. He can't even keep a straight face. He loves it. He does. He's feeling all the extra endorphins.
Yeah, man.
And by the time I get off a tour, you're going to be crying like Saeed.
I told you,
all
these kids going to turn me into an old bitch.
Yeah, but I'm saying, by the time I get off a tour, he's going to be doing... So, I checked Kai's homework, and... He did so good with the spelling bee.
That's it a long time ago.
He did
I can't
so
watch
good.
Cartoon movies without crying now. Can't watch it.
Yeah, he's about to be a whole mess, and that's all right.
That started with it. Marcus.
I love every bit
of it. I said, why is this bottle curling up about these bugs crawling up in his house? When Marcus was young, I had started throwing bugs except for spiders. They die righteously.
Righteously. Yeah. A whole mess. Well,
but you know what can help? Who can help you out with spiders if you are terrified of them and it's causing you anxiety?
Who can help?
Better help?
Oh, can they know, baby?
Hey,
listen, baby's like, hey, listen, y'all know that we are huge fans of Better Help here. On is this going to cause an argument?
Get out.
Mental health has been on everybody's radar here lately, especially with the Olympics and Simone Biles having to withdraw from competing in certain events in order to focus on not just her physical health, but also her medical health. And, you know, sometimes sometimes mental health can seem like it's just a buzzword, right? But this is something real. And that's why we're happy that BetterHelp is sponsoring this episode. So, if there is something interfering with your goals or something preventing you from having happiness, we would love for you to check out BetterHelp, and they will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line or self-help. It is professional therapy done securely online. They have a broad range of expertise that may not be available locally. And there is service for available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your therapist, and you'll get a timely and thoughtful response. Plus, you can schedule weekly video and phone sessions so you never have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change therapists as needed. Amar is possibly needing some better help right now because he's like, my dad is not helping me the way I want to be helped. It's more affordable than traditional offline therapy, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. This is what we want you to do. And we're serious about this. I don't even care if they weren't sponsoring this podcast. We want all the people that listen to us, that are entertained by us, even the people that be hating on us, but watch us. We want everybody to be able to be in a place mentally where they can thrive, and where they can be safe, and where they can be authentic. So we want you to check out BetterHelp.com/argue. That's BetterHelp. And join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional therapists in all 50 states. The special offer for Is This Going to Cause an Argument listeners, get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/argue. And we thank BetterHelp for sponsoring this podcast. Okay. So you guys, Marcus and I are going to be talking about, y'all know what's getting ready to happen in a couple weeks. School is in session. Okay. And oh my God. You know, I think when the pandemic hit, I think all of us who are parents and even educators and principals, I think we were all like, if we can just get to summer break, then we can figure out what the heck we're going to do after this, right? Argue. You coming all late, argue. But now we're back at the beginning of the school year again. And a lot of school districts have made certain changes to try to make kids coming back into school safer. Because, yes, I don't think anybody would disagree that in-person learning is by far better than virtual learning, especially for adolescents. Like, virtual learning pales in comparison for most children. Now, there are some children whose social anxiety is so high for them that in person is not good, but for the most part, your like baseline child, in person learning is better. However, now that there's 58 million variants, okay, the whole Greek alphabet then showed up.
Absolutely.
Lambda, Zeta, Delta. I mean, Delta is the one, because Delta is always do things the best. Is the one that's out here.
Y'all the best at taking these people out.
Yes, we're the best at being contagious.
The best at being the worst.
But there are like umpteen million variables of COVID out. So
it's gonna turn into a DNA strand. It only takes one, it's gonna have another name.
Exactly. So, with that being said, and with it, not the Delta variant, based off of what is being put out by medical professionals in the news, is more highly contagious, and it is
having... Yeah, they say it spreads as easy as chicken pox.
Yes. And it is having to... having a stronger effect on younger children, unlike the version of COVID we were seeing at the beginning of this pandemic. So with LAUSD, unlike a lot of these Midwest cities, our classrooms are smaller.
Smaller.
In actual space.
Yeah.
I ain't talking about actual physical size
of the classroom, square footage. Is smaller.
And then our schools are overpopulated. So yeah.
So you have a smaller class with more people.
With more students. LAUSD, in my personal opinion, let me tell you what they're actually doing. They are opening up school at full capacity, full day school, at the start of the school year. Yeah. So that means that if the first grade class, has 24 students that are registered, they are expecting 24 students to show up on the first day of school and to be there from the 8:30 to the 2:30 bell with their teacher and their TA. Now, what we are really like not here for is putting our children at risk.
Right.
Now, at the end of the day, I honestly think if Kai or Sai were to contract COVID, that their bodies would respond to it like a cold. They would have a fever. They would be stopped up. They might have headaches. But and they might even lose taste and smell. They might even have those. But like hospitalized, I highly doubt it. Okay?
Yeah. Now, we don't know about this new variant, like as far as, because the original COVID, what it was doing. But these variants, they have different effects.
They do. No, I say all that to say, I honestly, as their mother, and I could be wrong, but I don't think I am, do not think that they would, if they caught it, they would be one of the kids that would be hospitalized. However, again, if my children get COVID, guess who can't work
right. In
a couple of facets? Either one of us.
Yeah.
Now, most of Marcus's work takes place in the home right now with him doing the merch and him making content. But y'all know Angelita is on tour. And while the tour is just additional revenue for our family, it wasn't something that we were budgeting into our yearly revenue. It's still not some revenue that I want to lose, right? And it's also not something that I want to put to here or Kevin or Josh or anybody else working with in jeopardy of having to cancel. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
a big part of that is it's disturbing of how, to me, it just seems like LAUSD is being very irresponsible.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say. My opinion is that they're doing this just for the federal dollar.
Yeah, it's only for the federal dollar. It's like, even though we're starting to see spikes both in the country. So we're starting to see these spikes. They're not going to shut anything down again anywhere in the United States. And the reason being is because this government cares a lot more about the dollar than they do people's lives. Mm-hmm. And they saw what it did to shutting everything down in order to save people's lives. It's like, no, everybody needs to go home, stay home till we get a handle on this thing. I don't care if 400 million people die from this, they're going to keep everything open. Mm-hmm. And the only reason LAUSD is going back is for their federal dollar, because they do not get the funds if students aren't in class in seats.
Yeah.
Even though teachers are still teaching virtually, they do not get the funds if people aren't actually there. And it sounds like to me some laws need to change, because if these teachers are still teaching, they need to give the funds up the same as if they would if they weren't in, physically there.
Yeah.
As if they are there. So the only thing that's very disturbing is you're sending these kids to school and they're in close proximity with each other. And a lot of these kids are going home to families. And if they go home to family and they spread whatever they got from school back at home, it's going to affect a whole lot more people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure this is all, Captain Obvious type stuff, but this is absolutely ridiculous that they're having them go back, even though they're testing and they're doing the little fake temperature checks that don't do crap. I don't know nobody that had a fever and was like, oh, maybe I got COVID. And that's how they found out. Ain't nobody walked in nowhere and said, let me check your temperature. Oh, go get tested. Is it positive yet? That ain't happened.
Right.
We're checking temperatures. Who gives? Nobody care about no goddamn temperature check. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Oh. They were doing that at work. Like, what are you checking my temperature for?
Yeah.
If it was that simple to catch, guess what? It'd be a lot easier to catch.
Yeah, it would be. It would be.
Before people had it. Like, come on.
And so we now, so we're not sending Kai and Sai. We are sending our eldest to school because he is actually eligible for the vaccine in less than 12 days of being at school because he turns 12. That is going to be his birthday gift. Is you ready to go get this shot in your arm? So
getting backed up.
Let's get to it. So we are sending him so he can start the school year off with everyone and not come in like a month late. Because that's pretty much what it would be if we just wait until he's vaccinated. And I'm a little less, while I do know middle schoolers can be ignorant as well and unresponsible because they are still adolescents, I'm a little less like, there's no way it's going to work.
Yeah, we can show him, we can make him understand, and he already does, the severity of it and how important it is for him to stay safe. Keep your hands off your eyes, out of your face. Don't touch anything. Keep your mask on. Don't let nobody be all up in your face. We can coach him through that and have him understand that while he's at school to where the twins, it's like, even though they actually did pretty good when we were traveling
in the airport,
they actually do really good at keeping their mask on and not touching their faces and stuff.
But you add a thousand other kids with us. When they were traveling, it was mom and dad and then just their brothers. You're adding just a teacher who they don't know.
Right.
And then a bunch of kids that they're just meeting who no telling what their family believes in their own household as far as in how they deal with hygiene and not the spread of this. So the topic of this podcast is...
Oh, I thought you already brought it up.
I did, but this is kind of the preface. Oh. Is how we really feel about where our kids are at educational-wise. Because of this pandemic and what in the world we're about to do to fix it. Because I honestly think one of the twins is not ready for anybody's first grade. I do think he learned stuff in kindergarten, but what he learned in kindergarten still is still very pre-K. Mm-hmm. It's still not even, I don't even think he could ace kindergarten if we did kindergarten again.
Yeah.
And so LAUSD. Because
that would be me. If I had to do virtual learning, I would be Kai.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't be the one like flourishing from it and getting a bunch of stuff. Like I would need to be in person. And I could only imagine how many other kids are doing that. It's like, how much have these kids in general, how much have we actually lost in education this past year and even going into this next year, but especially last year? And how do you weigh your children being family being safe versus sending them back to school?
Right.
Oh, we going for safe.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And I, what I also realize is that like, yeah, while there's a lot of kids going through this, with them doing in person, LAUSD is not doing virtual the way they did it for the last school year season. So last season, the kids were still taught by their teacher virtually. Even if they did, because this is LAUSD's tried to be reason, and it pisses me off so much. Last year, the second half of the year, it was the second half of the last semester, they started doing partial in-person days. So it would be less students for half days. So just think of it like this. If you have 24 kids in a class, 12 would be at the top of the day. They would go home after 3 hours. 12 would be at the end of the day. They would go home after 3 hours. So then exposing your kids to less possible ways to spread it or to get it themselves. So apparently it went really well. because they were doing, you know, testing all the time, as far as in COVID testing, PPE, out of this world. So they're saying because they did so good with half day, half classrooms, that full day, full classrooms is going to go just as well. It's just like, this is comparing apples to oranges.
It's literally like lifting weights. And it was like, well, I was able to do 50 pounds. Actually, there'll be 25 at that point because you're doing half day and half the students.
Yes.
Maybe I should jump up. After I lifted 25 pounds, let me jump up to 100. I should be able to get it. No.
This sounds like I was swimming in a pool. I was swimming in a very large pool with guppies. Nothing really bad happened. Now I'm in the middle of the ocean with sharks all around. Everything should work the same. So we are trying to figure this out. I called a...
You remember, what was it, last year? Or like, it was definitely last year. Was it, I don't know which states like opened up their schools, and like within a week.
It shut down.
Cases spiked like crazy.
Of course, it was spreading like crazy. And Marcus, this is what's going to be crazy, because Marcus is going to be over school this year. So he's got to do
homework. They're starting at a deficit right there.
He's got to do homework. He's got to do drop-offs. He's got to do breakfast, which will be Magic Spoon breakfast. And he's going to have to get this all to happen like perfectly. I mean, granted, starting the day off with Magic Spoon is probably the smartest thing he could do. Not only just for the kids, but also for him. Because you got to feed your brain and your mind right so that you can learn, okay? Because you got to learn yourself something. You don't want to be filling it with a bunch of yucky stuff. And Magic Spoon was like, hey, we ain't got no artificial sugars, Playboy, okay? We ain't got no unhealthy foods up in here. All that junk? Absolutely not. We've got 0 grams of sugar. We've got 13 to 14 grams of protein. We've only got 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. That's only 140 calories a serving. Bop, 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 bop. It is keto friendly, gluten free, grain free, soy free, and low carb. You can build your own box or get a variety pack with available flavors. Cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, and cinnamon. And Magic Spoon is bringing back 2 super popular flavors, cookies and cream and maple waffle, permanently. That's what I said. Permanently is what I said, period. When these flavors were first introduced for a limited time, they sold out extremely quick. So we wanted to let our listeners know they would be, they should make sure to get these again or try them for the first time because they're delicious and indulgent. My favorite flavor still is that good old frosted. It's just, it's just got the right amount of sugar that you want, or sugary taste. It's not sugar. The sweet taste that you want for breakfast. What's yours, babe?
You know what mine is.
Is it that blueberry?
Blueberry, yeah, I'm loving it.
And I, as I've said before, you mix that peanut butter with that chocolate. Come on and live your life with a little peanut butter cup. So this is what we want you to do. Go to magicspoon.com/argue to grab your delicious cereal and try today. And be sure to use our promo code argue at checkout to save $5 off your order. $5, you guys. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/argue and use our code argue to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this.
Thank you, Magic Spoon.
Episode. But what I was really about to say is, so I called Tutoring company yesterday.
Are you throwing in another?
No. Called a tutoring company. Actually, I hit them up 2 weeks ago. She called me back, but I was on a flight. And so I finally put it in my to-do list to call them back. And I was like, I'm looking for somebody to tutor my 6-year-olds 2 to 3 times a week. Y'all, the price that she quoted me, if I get at least 8 hours for the month, which I would want 16, because it would be 2 hours for each child a week. So we would do like a Tuesday, Thursday that somebody would tutor them for an hour. They charge $55 an hour. And that's the lowest rate, because I would be getting at least 8 hours. And I was like, so that would equate to about $1,000. It'd be like $900 and something a month. And I wanted to be like, they can just be stupid then. If this is what it comes down to. And it would be virtual, which virtual, as we all know, we just finished talking about it, is safer. However,
yeah,
I'm like, somebody needs to be in front of my kids. Yeah. And if I'm going to pay that money, then I just need somebody who's going to be in their mask, stand in front of my kids, and work with them.
But yeah, for 55, I'm like, look, I did awful in elementary school, and I turned out just fine.
So I am, so we're now trying to figure out what somebody said. Alex said, I hope she meant 55 Canadian dollars, because I'm pretty sure she didn't mean 55 American. So much money. It's so much money. And I feel like we're being put between a rock and a hard place, because this is what I do feel like LAUSD is going to try to do. They're going to try to accelerate the learning in the classroom, so that the people who have chosen, that's what I was about to tell y'all. Let me tell y'all about this janky-ass program LAUSD is putting into place for the virtual.
Tell me.
So, as I was saying, last year, half day, you were still taught by your teacher virtually. You were taught by that teacher in person, also virtually. This time, they're like, we're not doing that to the teachers, which makes sense. If the teachers are in the classroom all day, they won't be able to teach your child virtually.
Right.
So they have this program called City of Angels, which is independent learning, K through five, will only get 3 hours of instruction a day. Nobody at their school can tell me anything about this program. I'm like, do I get the laptop from you all or from them? They were like, oh, we don't know. They, like, the brick and mortar schools have no type of, like, communication with the virtual school. So there's not even, like, let's align the curriculums so that if a child comes back to in-seat, that they will be on the same page. They are trying to set these kids up to fail.
Yeah. That's just, nothing about that sounds right. Like, it's a recipe for disaster.
They messing with the right one. Because let me tell you, while I'm not going to pay that woman $55 an hour, I'm not going to do that. I will put my money where my mouth is. And I have somebody up in here that's going to have these boys, when they do return, be further along than them kids that are sitting up in that classroom passing on COVID to each other.
Yeah.
Because I was really like, wait a minute. Y'all ain't got no real information. Y'all are not. They're trying to make it so unattractive for the kids to do the City of Angels, because that's what the program is called. So that parents would be like,
oh, well, I just put them in school.
Like, nah. I can't do this. I can't. You know, this is the thing that I will acknowledge, even though I'm not acknowledging it now. I will acknowledge that there are parents out there who don't really have a choice.
Right.
They cannot. We have been awarded the flexibility to say, all right, y'all going to be here at home, because daddy will be here. We have a nanny. Like I said, we have been afforded to be able to hire a tutor. And we know there are some parents who are like, if it's between me keeping the bills, the lights on and feeding you, I have to choose that. And we just going to have to plead the blood of Jesus on you. And send you on to school and pray. If you get it, you just get a cold.
Yeah.
Okay. So I do understand that that is the case for a lot of parents. And so they're being put between a rock and a hard place. But I still blame the school district for not coming up with more attractive plans of actions.
They need better flexibility for both the people that would like to keep their kids at home and for the people that can't.
Yeah. Like, to just shove all the kids in one classroom when you know your classrooms are tiny as hell.
Right.
Like, it's because the fact of the matter is...
infected Petri dish.
Okay? Because the fact of the matter is, you still putting that parent who's at work at risk because if their child gets COVID, guess what they got to be? Back at home. For a whole 2 weeks. For a whole 2 weeks.
Hopefully it's just 2 weeks.
Yes. At minimum. At minimum, a whole 2 weeks. So it just irritates me so much because I don't know what's being said in these meeting rooms. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't sound like shit's making sense. It doesn't at all to me. I'm like, there's no way that this was the solution. It was just, let's just put them all. They were like, school is going to look a lot like it did pre-pandemic.
But we're still in a pandemic.
We're still in the pandemic. We can't pretend like we're not. We can't pretend like, and I'm so frustrated is because they know this is not the difference between people choosing to get vaccinated and people not getting vaccinated. They know none of these kids can have the vaccine currently.
They can't get a vaccine. And yes,
like they know that for the most part, there are no fifth graders that are 12 years old. Most kids, there might be like one or two, but most kids that are in the fifth grade are 10 and 11. The vaccine is not available to 11-year-olds. So they know that it's mostly like the vaccine protection does not kick in until middle school. And some middle schoolers, like my son, he's one of the youngest though, are still not eligible for the vaccine. But you know these elementary school students.
Yeah, they nasty. Kids is all over each other's face.
I'm telling you.
Like, I'm constantly yelling to these kids. We in public, I'm like, don't touch stuff. My sons are so eager to pull that handle at a urinal. I'm like, you don't touch that goddamn urinal, whatever you do. We in the stall. Don't flush. But you don't flush at home. Why are you trying to flush here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I get it. Meredith Lowry says, we have a choice too, and I think he'll be worse emotionally if we keep him at home. This is our... I already know. My kids are not going to, without us putting some money towards it.
Yeah, that's why we absolutely have to get a tutor. That's without question. Mm-hmm. But we would rather spend the money and get a tutor than put them at risk. Thank God we're able to do that.
Yes.
To get a tutor.
And we also acknowledge that we have twins. We don't have a singular child. So while their social emotional is not where it could be, if they had more kids and kids that weren't related to them that they were functioning with. We also know that there's a lot of, social emotional growing that they're not going to do unless they are around other kids. I personally, because I have the option to, would rather my kids be stunted emotionally a little bit and even intelligently, but healthy and not F up our whole living situation because I can no longer work in a bunch of the things that I work in, than to send them and them being put at risk of being one of the culprits in spreading this disease. I don't really know where they're going to be at the end of the school year. I know a tutor will help. That we had a tutor for little Marcus going from kinder to first.
That was a huge help.
It was a huge help. Yeah. He was doing Kumon, actually. So if we can find somebody that really is good at tutoring, I was okay at tutoring, but I need somebody that was better than what I was. I need somebody who's like, enjoys it, is not doing it just because they need to be able to pay their rent.
Yeah, or somebody that's going to struggle just as bad as they do, so it won't be me. All that stuff that I never used as an adult. I don't remember.
What are you talking about? I don't remember none of that.
Don't let them ask me. So why I need to know this? Don't ask me.
I do not know. So yeah, we shall see. The other thing that sucks, this Delta variant really put a wrench in a plan. I had really considered us putting a MAR in daycare this coming fall. Because I knew enough people that had did daycare and their kids didn't get COVID, and that these daycare centers really came up with somewhat of some sort of plan to make things go well. And I was like, let's go ahead and get rid of them. Send them home. And then that Delta variant said...
That's what it said.
Well, why was I about to do the same thing? That Delta variant came in stomping in. And I was like, so he's going to be at home? Is that what we're saying? He's here at the house? Perfect. So, yeah. Amar's just going to be... He's just going to be Amar. Gonna be,
yeah. Lord help him.
He's going to be... That's going to be your buddy. All day.
My angel, call my company. They're expecting me to work. Meant me to be at work the next week and a half. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry. They sound very excited to have me back. Just, to be honest, I'm excited to be back.
I hate you. Oh, I'll check it out, Meredith. Thank you for the recommendation. She said Khan Company. Academy, I mean. Well. Jesus. Oh, Tiffany Loney, my internet bestie. She said she starts summer school with zero cases. The classes were so small. See, that's what we need. We need a small, a small situation. Yeah. Is there anything you want to add to it?
I ain't got nothing to add to that.
Okay.
You did a lot of talking. It's all good.
But I know you were tired, so I was trying to
get tired, though. I wanted to chime in. I was going to wake up.
You chimed in a couple times.
I did a couple times, not a lot. There
you go. Here comes our third host. So we want to see if he has anything he would like to add. Do you want to add anything? No? Where are your sunglasses? He was eating his breakfast with sunglasses on at the table before you went and got him.
Sounds about right.
All
right,
guys. We want to again thank our sponsors, Apostrophe, BetterHelp, and Magic Spoon. Please make sure you use our promo codes and our special links when you're checking them out so they can know that you are a listener of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument podcast. Per huge. You can follow my husband at Marcus Ain't on the Gram and Marcus Ain't on the Book.
That's right.
You can follow me at That Chick Angel on all platforms. And you can follow our new channel, Tinkly TV. Follow my YouTube page, That Chick Angel TV. That Chick Angel TV. Is This Gonna Cause
an
Argument podcast will be here next week. We're gonna make you dance. We're gonna make you laugh and make you move your feet. Marcus is
she would
real
do this
mad.
For hours. I just want y'all to know.
He's trying to zoom
and that was not funny.
Thank you so much, Patreon, for being our internet friends. So until next time, till you see us once again, make sure you do real good and don't you sin.
Yeah, thank you. You lied. Yeah, it did. All right, but that's good enough.
ITGTCAA.
Thank y'all for tuning in with us. We greatly appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Y'all have a
good
one,
fam. Let's see if Marcus can end the podcast.
Yeah.
Because he don't know. We are still talking to the Patreon.
I know
don't
you still
it. Don't do it then. You need to end the volume on a recording.
Oh, there you go.
And stop the recording.